welcome to a very special Little Pages here on RTE Junior Radio. And today we're here at the Hullabaloo Children's Arts Festival in Birr in County Offaly. And at this Children's Art Festival, children are introduced to a whole range of different art forms, including workshops in animation, puppetry, drama, mime, as well as writing, music and dance. And with me today is Dolores Keaveney to talk about her books If I Were a Bee, The Little Brown Hen and Bee-licious Recipes. And we're going to ask her lots of questions about these books. So hi, Dolores, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Grania. How are you?
Not so bad. Happy to be here.
Yeah, so am I. I'm delighted to be here. It's great.
So tell me a little bit about what you've been doing as part of the festival here in Birr.
Right. I've just come down from Clare. I was reading three books in the library there and had a lovely bunch of children and of all ages, up to eight. And I brought my books, If I Were a Bee and Jenny the Little Brown Hen, and I read them. And then I brought a little beehive, which I usually bring when I'm doing my readings. Small little thing to show the children all about the bees. I'm really interested in bees because up until 4 years ago, I didn't even write any books. I woke up one night with a bee poem in my head. I'm involved with a bee group in Belvedere. I don't own bees, but I love bees. And the bees are in trouble, and I'm trying to promote them, actually. So I brought my little beehive and showed all the children what goes on in a beehive and explained all about what bees do. Yeah. And then I read Jenny the Little Brown Hen, and we had a little surprise at the end, some sweets, and a little poem that I wrote about a hen, and spoke a little bit about A Bee-licious Recipes, which is my latest book, and it's still connected to the bee because there are recipes that my grandchildren use and tried and tested with the honey for, you know, to make the recipes good.
Super.
Nice and healthy.
Super. So the event you're doing and also the books themselves are very much about, you know, teaching children about bees and about honey and about nature, really, because there's a lot to do with flowers and plants as well. So that's quite important to you, is it?
It's very important. And I was just thinking on my way down, like the tree books, it wasn't kind of deliberate, but the tree books are really talking about food.
Yeah.
Food like in the honey and the chickens and the eggs, and then even the sunflowers, because in one of my books, If I Were a Bee, it's A Dance in a Sunflower, and it's all about sunflowers, and sunflowers are really important because we eat them. The bees get the pollen from them, and the birds have them in the winter.
Absolutely. So it's important to know about this kind of thing.
So that's just one flower.
Absolutely, So, and as you said just a couple of minutes ago there, that you've only started writing books 3 or 4 years ago. So this is quite a new thing for you. And how are you finding that?
I'm finding it amazing. I'm in my 60s, a grandmother with 5 grandchildren. And I woke up one night about in 2008. And now I am an artist. I've been painting as an amateur for years. And I woke up one night with a poem in my head, the first one in the book, called If I Were a Bee, A Dance in a Sunflower. And I thought to myself the next day, well, now, what was that about? So I wrote it down. And then I started putting the poem. A whole lot of more poems came into my head and I wrote them down. And then I started putting them together with the pictures. And eventually, I made a little book online. I downloaded a website, Make Your Own Book. And from there on, I decided I'd self-publish my first book. And thanks to the libraries, they were amazing. They liked it. It was If I Were a Bee. And that year, I launched the book in May. That year, I was reading during the book festival around the country in different libraries, and I'm still at it now.
And you're still at it.
Yeah.
And everyone's very supportive, it seems.
Absolutely. And wonderful. Right.
So we'll talk a bit about If I Were a Bee.
Right.
And that's the story of, you know, the journey of a bee through all the things it does during the day and gathering pollen and all this kind of thing. And the text is amazing, but also, like, the illustrations are really, I think, what make it, because the text is all laid over the illustrations and there's all these flowers everywhere. And it's kind of important, I think, as well, because you're learning a lot about all the different types of flowers and the sunflowers, poppies, tulips, foxgloves, all kinds of things. And so tell me a little bit about the writing of that book. Did it just come to you, or, like you said, the beginning just came to you?
Well, the first poem came to me, and for some reason I had attended a kind of a course. I was in the middle of attending a course called The Artist's Way, and I was actually doing something totally different. I was on a spiritual journey doing Indian head massage and stuff like that, and I had stopped. And I had gone to a course, The Artist's Way, which is kind of triggers artists to, if they're stuck, they can kind of get back into, and writers. Now, I hadn't written anything, woke up with the poem in my head, wrote it down, and then suddenly my head was full of poems. I just couldn't stop. I just, every night I had poems in my head, and I wrote them all down and put them together with the pictures. Now, I had all the pictures painted, which was kind of strange. I always say about this book that I was inspired. And I really feel that the bees have something to do with it.
Yeah.
Because I am in a bee group. I don't have bees, but I just think that the bees are in big trouble at the moment. They have a disease in the colony. And if they go, we'd be in a spot of trouble because they pollinate all the fruit, veg, loads of different veggies, too numerous to mention. And if they go, like, we wouldn't have any apples. This year now, it has been a very bad year for pollination, with the result that there was very few apples.
So we need the bees.
So we need the bees.
We need to hang on to them.
And they're making honey for millions of years.
Yeah.
And, they probably were here before us. So.
Well, actually, yeah, I mean, you bring up the honey, so we'll talk about the delicious recipes with honey.
Yes.
And just to remind you guys, the reason it's so noisy around here is because we're in the Burr Theatre and Arts Centre at the festival, and there's lots of people milling around, and they're at a show at the moment. So if you hear a few voices in the background, it's just because they're having some fun, as we are too.
We sure are. Yeah.
So about Beelish's recipes, I mean, this is quite a new thing, actually, because there aren't very many recipe books for children. No. And this one is really interesting because it's all based around honey and bees, as you said. And every recipe uses honey in there somewhere, and you get to make scones and buns and banana bread and all kinds of things. So what was the kind of inspiration for this book?
Well, to be quite honest with you, it was a friend of mine, a very good friend of mine. We were in a shop and she saw my book, and we were in actually a shop that had cooking utensils. And she said, you know, I was on a different track. I was trying to do my latest book, write it and illustrate it. It's not released yet. I'm hoping to release it after Christmas, called Meet the Fairies in My Backyard. And it's a total different thing altogether. But she said you should make this book, do a book about a cookery book using honey. And straight away, sure, I decided, and being the determined person I am, right, I will do it. And actually, my grandchildren played a big part in it. I have five grandchildren. They cooked all the recipes in the book. Most of them are their recipes. My daughter-in-law is a wonderful cook, and she involves her children from age a year and a half to seven. They always stand up beside her and they cook, and even messing with flour. And the recipes are very simple and very easy to make using honey. And with the exception of one recipe, a young girl who lives beside me, she wants to be a pastry chef, and she's actually training to be one now in Carl Brew Street. She wrote the Gingerbread Boys and Girls. And
your grandchildren?
My granddaughter in particular, Ellie, she's eight, and she wrote out a lot of the recipes because there were recipes that she used, and I thought it would be a really good idea to have her writing in it, and it would add a little bit of charm to the book.
Yeah.
Now, I compiled the recipes and I did the illustrations, and I launched it earlier this year, and I'm hoping it'll be a really good success. It is different because you never see an illustrated cookery book.
Absolutely,
with watercolours.
Yeah, because there's a lot, I mean, a huge amount of it is actually the pictures that are part of it. And there's quite a lot of almost collage with lots of different styles of painting.
Yes.
And as you said, because your grandchildren actually wrote some of it as well.
Yes.
And so there's a lot going on in the book, and there's lots to look at and lots to kind of, you know, examine as you're going along.
And then I added some little information about the bees. I'm still trying to keep the information going. And on several of the pages, there's just a little card with a little information about bees, you know, and I think it will help children. You know, children are fantastic nowadays, the young children, they are amazing, because when I read to the kids, they are very knowledgeable about bees.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm really delighted. And they're very knowledgeable about some of the flowers as well. And, you know, there's some amazing flowers out there that give so much food.
Mm-hmm. And it's great to keep that going and keep the interest.
Yep.
Well, I'm afraid that's all we've got time for, Dolores, but thank you very much for coming into Little Pages. And we're going to have someone talking about your books again after this. So thanks very much.
Thank you very much. I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
So with us here today to talk about Dolores Keaveney's books is Chloe, and she's 8 years old, and she's from Offaly. Hi, Chloe, how are you?
Good.
And welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
So let's start talking about If I Were a Bee, because that's Dolores' first book. And so tell me what you thought of this book.
Well, it was good, and I loved the illustrations in it.
The illustrations in particular, yeah. Tell me about the illustrations. What kind of style are they, and what does she paint?
Well, they're kind. Most of them are flowers, and there's like one of them in particular that I like.
One in particular, yeah. Would you like to describe that for me?
It goes down that way, and it's pictures of all. It's kind of like there's tons of little flowers in it, and there's like violets and poppies and everything in it.
Yeah, loads of different flowers. And what about the colours? There's lots of...
Yeah.
Lots of colours going on the page as well. Yeah. And did you... Because most of the book is about flowers and about bees, did you learn very much by reading it about the different...
Yeah.
So tell me, what kinds of things did you learn from it?
Well, I learned that because I was out... when I got the books, I was in my nanny's house and my mum was out gardening and she was... And I saw that there was a plant in the garden and they were called fuchsia, and I was on the page and it said fuchsia, so...
Yeah, so you could recognise the flower from the book. That's super, yeah. And what about bees as well? Because you learn a lot about them going from flower to flower, and what kinds of things did you learn about them?
Well, I learned that bees are more afraid of us than we are of them.
Absolutely, yeah. Because there's kind of, the book's sort of directed...
They're tiny.
They're tiny, yeah. And it talks about how the bees kind of helping us out as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
And what does it say about that?
Well, it says that the bees, that they get all the pollen from the flowers every day and they bring them to their nest to make honey for us.
Yeah, absolutely. So the bees are feeding us and we're all kind of helping each other out. Super. And did you have a favourite picture in there that you'd like to talk about?
Yeah.
So can you describe that for me?
Well, the picture that... The one that I love the most is... Well, it's kind of like this one. And it's in a huge big poppy field. And there's tons of, like, poppies. And then there's, like, other flowers in it.
So the beautiful red colours and the green... And there's the bees on every page, isn't he, as well? And what's he getting up to in that picture?
In that picture, he's trying to get the nectar from the flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in the middle of the air. He's jumping. He's going from flower to flower.
Yeah. And what about the... Just to ask about the story as well, because that's all written in rhyme. And tell me what you thought of the fact that it's all in rhyme.
It was good. I liked it a lot.
You like that? Do you think it helped the story kind of move along?
And, like, all the different coloured words.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I see even on the page you have open there, flowers is in red and...
Like, the two that rhyme are in, like, different colours.
Yeah. So it helps you even see the rhyme on the page as you're reading.
Yeah.
Super. Okay, and let's talk a little bit about Jenny, the little brown hen, because that's the second book. And tell me what you thought of this book. Did you like this one?
Yeah. It was good because, like, that one there was just a little bit... It was just telling you about the bees. And this one, there's a story.
Absolutely, yeah. And what is the story?
The story is that there's a hen in a garden and she's very lonely. And then two kids come to... visit her every day, and they tell the owners of the hen that the hen is lonely, and then she gets another rooster called Sylvester, and then they have six little chicks.
So she's not lonely anymore.
No.
After all that. Yeah, so it's a lovely little story, really, isn't it? And the illustrations again in this are really beautiful, aren't they? You want to tell me a little bit about, say, maybe your favourite picture in this book?
My favourite picture in the book is where they're showing all the names of the chicks.
Yeah, because they've just come out of the eggs, haven't they?
It's not out, and it's just where they're on the grass, and there's little, and they're little arrows, and they have their names up above them.
Oh yeah, and do you remember the names of the chicks or some of them?
Yeah.
Can you say them for me?
Cheeky, hungry.
It's chirpy in there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're really funny little names.
Yeah.
Aren't they? Yeah. Exactly what you call chicks, I think, if you had them. And what about the children in this book as well? They're kind of
They built a house for her as well.
They did, yeah. It's a beautiful little house, and she says things like, you know, I have this house and I have plenty to eat and all this, but what I really want is a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really nice. And so then the final book is Bealicious, and that's the recipe book.
Yeah.
And I think this one might be your favourite, is it? I can see you smiling for this one. So tell me about this one, because this is quite different, isn't it, to the other two books?
I like this one because it has a lot of recipes in it, and me and my mummy love baking.
You love baking, yeah. And did you get some recipes from this book that you could use?
No.
So you just like reading it. Okay, that's all right. And did you have any particular recipes in there that you thought looked good? Which ones did you like the look of?
The strawberry and banana smoothie with honey.
Honey, yeah. Because all the recipes have honey in them, don't they?
Yeah.
Every single one of them. So there's loads of different things, and there's like buns and cakes and scones and
everything.
And like you said, smoothies as well. And what about, because at the back there's like lots of facts about bees and things as well, and about honey. And what did you think of that?
It was good. They tell you a lot about them.
Mm-hmm. So you can learn a bit about honey and that while you're baking with it. And what about kind of the illustrations in this book? Because I think they're kind of amazing, because it's almost like a collage, isn't it?
Yeah, there's like different... There's different kind of backgrounds in it, and there's different kind of designs on the letters.
Yeah, so she kind of does loads of different things all together on one page, doesn't she? Yeah. And did you have a particular page that you liked in the book?
No, I liked them all.
You liked them all, okay. That's grand. And some of the pages are actually, most of them are by Dolores, but then there's also bits and pieces by her grandchildren as well, isn't there? And what did you think of that her grandchildren helped her with the book?
Yeah, I think that was a good idea.
It was a good idea. And it adds a bit of fun to the book, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's grand. Thank you very much. Thanks very much for coming in to talk about that book and about all the books. And maybe we'll see you again on Little Pages. So that's all from us today here on Little Pages at Burr Theatre and Arts Centre at the Hullabaloo Children's Art Festival. Tune in next time for some more good stuff on books.